The calendar on President Nixon's desk this morning read personal time. There were no visitors scheduled. Mr. Nixon has been using that personal time to decide whether to resign or to fight almost certain impeachment and conviction. I'm Stuart Novins, reporting on the CBS Radio Network. There were some unscheduled visitors, however. The latest this evening, Secretary of State Kissinger. The White House says they talked about foreign policy. But three key Republican congressmen talked with the president about domestic affairs. Senate Republican leader Hugh Scott, Senator Barry Goldwater, and House GOP leader John Rhodes saw the president this evening, too. Senator Scott said later that Mr. Nixon is assessing his situation without regard to what the senator called collateral considerations. That is, the president's possible immunity from legal action, his pensions and staff allowance. Scott says the three leaders gave the president a report that the situation on Capitol Hill looked gloomy for the president. Scott says the president asked, "Do you mean damn gloomy?" And Scott says he answered, "Yes, sir." Senator Scott came away from the meeting with a clear impression of what the president told them.
The president made the point very strongly that any decision he makes will be in the national interest, that he had asked us for our evaluation of the situation in the two houses of Congress, again, from the standpoint of the national interest, and our discussion lasted about 35 or 40 minutes.
And Senator Barry Goldwater said the president is still facing that decision he must make alone.
There has been no decision made. We made no suggestions. We were merely there to offer what we see as the condition on both floors.
The White House says there will be no announcements tonight. More in a minute. President Nixon's lawyer, James St. Clair, told Judge Sirica today that 9 of the subpoenaed White House conversations do not exist on tape. St. Clair says the conversations were apparently made on telephones not hooked into the taping system. They included conversations between the president and H.R. Haldeman and John Ehrlichman. St. Clair turned over to the court tapes of 22 conversations. That now accounts for all 64 conversations that were subpoenaed. Judge Sirica today gave 5 of the presidential tapes to Prosecutor Jaworski for use in the Watergate cover-up trial. Sirica is still screening the rest of the material. Stuart Novins, CBS News.